Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary, and grandmother to three autistic children. Today we're talking about something simple, but empowering, practicing gratitude. I know that word gets thrown around a lot. It's easy to hear it and think, that's a nice idea, but not right now. I'm exhausted. But I want to share a few thoughts from entrepreneur and speaker Jeff Lerner, who talks about gratitude in a way that's practical, grounded, and honest. Gratitude at its core is about noticing what's already good in your life. It doesn't mean ignoring what's hard. It doesn't mean pretending to be okay when you're not. It just means taking a moment to acknowledge something good. Jeff Lerner says, you don't get what you want, you get what you're grateful for. What Jeff is saying here is that it's not just about wishing for something or chasing after the next thing. It's about tuning into and valuing what's already in front of us. When we recognize the good that's already here, however small, we shift how we see the world. And that shift opens us up. It changes how we feel, how we respond, and often what we're open to receiving. In other words, we start to feel more fulfilled. Not because we got more, but because we noticed more. If you're parenting a child with additional needs, or if your days are full and frazzled, gratitude can feel like a luxury. But it's actually a tool, one that's both accessible and sustaining. Jeff talks about how our brains are wired to focus on problems. That's not a flaw, it's a survival instinct. But if we don't interrupt that pattern, our days become a blur of tiredness. Gratitude is that interruption. It gives our nervous system a breather. It doesn't take the weight away, but it helps you carry it differently. Jeff Lerner's take on gratitude is refreshingly doable. He's not asking us to meditate on a mountaintop or write in a leather-bound journal for an hour. He suggests something really simple. Write a note. That's it. Think of someone who's helped you or simply been kind and write them a short message. It can be a text or a voice note. Personally, I like to write letters and post them the old-fashioned way. But the real benefit isn't what happens after you send the note. It's what happens inside you when you express appreciation. That is when the change occurs. That's when we start to unlock something in ourselves. Possibility, potential, peace. Gratitude is easy to talk about. It's harder to practice because our brains are wired to look for what's wrong. But each small moment of gratitude, whether it's a scribbled note, a quiet thank you, or just a pause to notice something good, counts. And those moments, stacked gently over time, can begin to reshape how you move through the world. If you're new to the podcast, you can check out our free resources on our website, diversewellbeing.ie. Until next time, take care. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.